Quintana of Charon, Book 3 of the Lumetaire Chronicles. Written by Melina Marchetta and read by Grant Cartwright. Phaedra watched as Froy reached Quintana, and then he fell to his knees before her, weeping, his arms circling her waist as she held him to her with one hand, the screaming, squirming babe with the other. And there were sighs all around her, and she smiled to hear them come from such savage lads. But everything changed so suddenly, and the captain they called Scarpo of Nebbia and his soldiers came riding across the stream in frenzy.
"We need to get you to the palace, Your Majesty," he said, bellowing orders to the soldiers surrounding him.
And they pushed Froy aside and wrested Quintana and the little king from out of his arms. And the savage lads beside Phaedra flew across the stream, shouting and cursing.
"Let him hold them! Let him!"
one shouted.
"Froy!"
Quintana cried. One of the Nebbian riders picked Quintana up in his arms. Another tried to pull the babe from her grip.
"Froy!
You're hurting her!"
Froy shouted, trying to get to her.
"She's scared!"
Scarpo of Nebbia leapt from his mount and stood before Froy.
"They are my orders,"
Phaedra heard him say.
"We need to get them both to the Chitavita and secure their place there. You stay here, Lumetairan. Gagarin's orders are that you stay in Lumetair and wait. In weeks to come, do not make contact with the Charon Palace. You wait. Trust me," he said. These were Gagarin's words.
But Froy fought like a madman, and the Turlan lads tried to protect him, tried to hold him down.
"Don't hurt him, please,"
Quintana begged, as she pulled free of the soldier's arms and cowered on the ground, covering her babe's head with her arms. And then things got worse, and Phaedra watched as Lucian and Jory and the Mont lads came charging out from between the copse of trees, swords in hand, ready to cut down any man who was a threat to Froy. And when the Turlans saw the Monts, they cocked their bows and raised their swords, and Phaedra cried in fear at the blood that would be shed in this stream.
"Stop!"
Froy shouted, stumbling between the Monts and the Turlans, arms outstretched.
"Stop!"
And then there was silence. The Turlans stepped back across to the Charon side of the stream, and Lucian and his Monts stood beside Froy. Phaedra pushed through the Nebbian soldiers and reached Quintana, who rocked in the mud with the screeching little king in her arms.
"Shh,"
Phaedra said, calmly, looking up at the captain of the Nebbian army and his men.
"You're going to hurt her and the babe if you don't restrain yourselves."
Scarpo of Nebbia hesitated and then nodded. Phaedra looked across the water and her eyes met Lucian's. Their needs came second. It came from the privilege of being trusted.
"But that doesn't mean I love you less."
And she held a hand down to Quintana, who took it and stood. And they followed Scarpo of Nebbia to the waiting cart that would take them back to the Chitavita.